What's making news, Matt Bevan?
Well, Tom, look, you've been talking this morning already about the Iran nuclear deal, which appears to be on the brink of collapse after France, Germany and the UK triggered a diplomatic dispute mechanism. The reason they're doing this is because one of the outcomes of the assassination of the second most powerful man in Iran, General Qasem Soleimani, early this month, I suppose, is that Iran announced that they would be scrapping all limits on enriching uranium imposed by the 2015 deal, which the US President Donald Trump withdrew from in 2018. It's becoming increasingly clear that another outcome of the increasing of tensions brought on by that assassination may be the shooting down of a Ukrainian passenger plane. About a third of the 176 people killed on board flight PS752 last week were Canadian. And yesterday, the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told Global TV that he thinks there is a direct connection between the increased tensions between the US and Iran and the shooting down of that flight.
I think if there were no tensions, if there was no escalation recently in the region, those Canadians would be right now home with their families. This is something that happens when you have conflict and war. Innocents bear the brunt of it, and it is a reminder why all of us need to work so hard on de-escalation, on moving forward to reduce tensions and find a pathway that doesn't involve further conflict and killing.
Did the U.S. warn Canada that it was going to target and kill General Soleimani and potentially put Canadian troops in danger through that action?
No, we didn't get a heads up.
Does that annoy you? Is that the wrong thing to do?
The U.S. makes its determinations. We attempt to work as an international community on big issues, but sometimes countries take actions without informing their allies.
Would you have preferred to have a warning?
Obviously.
For their part, the Iranians have taken responsibility for the shooting down of the plane. Here is the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani speaking overnight.
The fact that our armed forces very clearly and openly confessed to their mistake and apologized to the people was a good first step. And the next step shall be taken as well.
That translation there from Reuters. The president called for a special court to be set up to investigate the downing of the plane, and a number of arrests have been made. He says, for our people, it is very important in this incident that whoever was at fault or negligent at any level be identified. Anyone who should be punished must be punished. This is not a normal case. The whole world will be watching. The whole world is definitely watching, Tom. And they're also watching the arrest of a person who posted a video online appearing to show the missile strike. An Iranian news outlet reports that the person has been taken into custody by the Revolutionary Guard. A number of moving parts on this, and one that we'll obviously be paying more attention to over the next few days. Meanwhile, in the United States, Tom, today is the day of the final debate for the Democratic Party candidates before the first primaries begin to decide who the party will nominate to take on Donald Trump at the end of this year. Those primaries begin early next month in Iowa. Tensions are high, though, between some of the leading candidates. Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, the main two leading left-wing candidates, are not on great terms at the moment. CNN's MJ Lee yesterday reported on a secret conversation between the two in 2018.
We have some new reporting on a private meeting that took place between Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren in December of 2018. You can do the math on the timing of all of this. This would have been when both senators were both preparing to launch their 2020 campaigns. Now, four sources tell CNN that Bernie Sanders responded to Elizabeth Warren by saying he does not believe that a woman can win.
Now, Elizabeth Warren has issued a statement saying that he did say that in the private meeting between the two of them in 2018. However, she said that the two of them are close friends and allies and that there's no bad blood between them. But I suppose, Tom, you have to ask, where did that leak come from? It was a private meeting.
Is this what they call the left eating itself?
I think that is what they call it, yes. Meanwhile, both Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders are going to have to step back from their campaigns over the next few weeks to participate in the Senate trial of Donald Trump after he was impeached last year. The interesting thing here is the timing of this trial. The Speaker of the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, has had some control about when this trial will take place, considering she has not yet referred the impeachment to the Senate. She's going to do so now, which means that Warren and Sanders will both need to go back to Washington in order to be jurors in that trial. The Republican leader in the House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy, is trying to use this to drive a wedge through the Democratic Party. Here he is overnight.
Senator Sanders actually has a chance to win. But not now that Nancy Pelosi has held these documents. There was nothing gained. It goes against everything she said. But if you look at the true political nature of why, to harm one campaign and give a benefit to another. The only rightful thing of Joe Biden is to make a pledge not to campaign, but Bernie Sanders cannot.
It's such a dramatic situation that you've got Democrat candidates or potential candidates who would directly involved with an impeachment proceeding for the sitting president. It's wild.
It is very weird. It's a very weird situation. But then again, everything is weird in America at the moment. But the other weird thing is news broke yesterday in the New York Times that potentially Joe Biden might be in a bit of strife.
By the way, tonight we got another breaking story. We had it, couldn't put it up front, but here it is. The New York Times reporting tonight that the Russians have hacked the Ukrainian gas company Burisma. That's the company linked to Hunter Biden. He's working for them by lots of money per month. According to security experts, the hacking attempts against Burisma began in early November as talk of the Biden's Ukraine and impeachment was dominating the news in the United States. Experts say the timing and scale of the hacking attacks, suggest that the Russians could be searching for potentially embarrassing material on the Bidens, the same kind of information that Mr. Trump wanted from Ukraine when he pressed for an investigation of the Bidens.
Allegations that Bernie Sanders is being stitched up, Russians hacking into emails. It's 2016 all over again, Tom.
It's still going on. Matt Bevan, thanks so much.